Figuring out what will happen in the state's economy next year isn't easy. It takes months of looking at data and examining trends. The University of Colorado Leeds School of Business releases an economic outlook every year. KUNC's Jackie Fortier spoke with one of the principal architects of the report, who's been researching Colorado's economy for 29 years.
Richard Wobbekin has seen decades of change in Colorado, from huge population booms to agricultural busts. So if there's one man you're going to ask about what's going to happen in 2017, it's him. But he readily admits that every year they do get something wrong.
And the vast majority of what we missed was we didn't predict enough loss in oil and gas.
He's talking about the big oil and gas downturn, which began in 2015. Low oil and natural gas prices caused huge layoffs and profits to plummet, especially in the Wattenberg field in northeast Colorado. So I asked him, how does 2017 look?
2016, we really saw the brunt of much of the job loss in the oil and gas sector. And what we're really pleased about in the forecast is that the oil and gas numbers look to be leveling off, going down, but just a little bit, a couple of hundred jobs. And even that leveling off enables the economy to grow at a stronger pace in 2017.
Colorado's economy is still feeling the effects of that downturn. State budget experts say that the big drop-off in oil and gas tax dollars is part of the reason that Colorado lawmakers may need to figure out how to cut millions of dollars in spending or dip into the reserve. The 2017 economic forecast also says that things will get more expensive. Core prices on goods and services that everyone pays for are expected to rise about 2.8% next year, and so is inflation. But wages are not expected to keep up.
There is anticipated growth in wages, but you're absolutely correct. You have a higher inflation rate. If you don't start to see higher wages that go, with that higher inflation rate, how's that going to get resolved? And we have a fair amount of concern about that because the housing costs are high and the apartment rental costs are high for this part of the country. So when you see that, if people's wages don't start going up, it's really going to sort of damage the overall ecosystem when we look at the Colorado economy.
Rich, we have a lot more tech companies than even just a few years ago in Colorado. How has that impacted the economy?
In the big picture, it's a really good thing that you have, tech offsetting, agriculture or oil and gas when things go down. But that doesn't mean that's true for every single county in the state of Colorado or every single city in the state of Colorado that may not have that level of diversity.
How much did Donald Trump's presidential win influence the 2017 economic forecast?
So I would say not very much. Over half the sectors came in after the election occurred, and I think that there's a feeling, and it's certainly my feeling, that it probably isn't going to have a huge effect in 2017. The effects are going to be felt sort of beyond 2017.
How does 2017 look for Colorado's economy overall?
We're going to continue to have growth. And that growth is going to result in probably additional pressures on the housing market and on the rental market. The additional growth should give us continued stability or diversification of our economy, which is a good thing. And we should feel, I think, pretty good that we went through an energy cycle and we're going through an agricultural cycle and we're still one of the top five or six fastest growing states in the country. Having such a highly educated workforce has really worked for Colorado so far. It continues to have companies that are very interested in being in Colorado because of the quality of the workforce. So I think we can feel pretty good about those things and feel pretty good in general that we're going to be one of the top performing states.
That growth is expected to come from the construction, tourism, and financial services industries. The annual forecast predicts over 63,000 jobs will be added in the state, largely because of them. That was University of Colorado Boulder economist Richard Wobbekin. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.